1. Ultimate Quick Guide to Copywriting for Facebook and Instagram. This guide will cover the most important things you need to know to create pro copy that sells. Copywriting is so much more than just words on a page, it's about using language to attract and persuade. It can be hard to know how to do this if you're not a pro copywriter, but in this video, you will learn specific tried and true techniques that will give your Facebook and Instagram ads and posts a winning edge. The first rule of copywriting is that the one-size-fits-all approach simply doesn't work. Instead, you need to tailor your approach to suit each situation. If you're trying to sell on Facebook or Instagram, you'll need to use different techniques than if you're trying to build trust with your followers or attempting to increase your engagement. One of the main reasons many people use Facebook is to market their products. If you're using Facebook or Instagram for e-commerce, you are probably also often paying for ads, which can get expensive. For this reason, it's smart to make sure you are maximizing all your opportunities to make sales by using copy design to persuade your audience. There are some basic rules you can follow to hone your copy to do just this, and once you know them, and start incorporating them in your ads, you'll see how dramatically they will improve your results. So here are some top e-commerce techniques for Facebook and Instagram ads that really work. First off is to put all crucial info at the start of your copy. If you're having a sale or are offering a discount, state that in the opening sentence. Include your phone number, website URL, or the offer link you want customers to click on up front too, as Facebook cuts a lot of text during mobile preview, so the important stuff needs to be visible. Second is, emojis are your best friend. You might think your copy won't be taken seriously if you stuff it with emojis, and while that might be true for a business email, it's the opposite on Facebook and Insta. Emojis really help grab people's attention and will make your copy stand out too, so try to use them before and after almost every sentence. They also help break your text up, so it's much easier to read. Third, and an important point, is to keep it brief. On social media, people's attention spans are short, and even more so when it comes to ads. Your goal should be to intrigue and tempt, not tell potential customers everything. Give people just enough to make them want to find out more, so they click that link or make that call and save the extra waffle for when they're browsing your website. If you really want to go into a beefier pitch after the click-through to read option, you can. Just make sure you do it after you've presented a snappy, shorter sell that could stand well on its own. Fourth is using images. Images everything. Always use the most tempting image you can for your Facebook ad, as it will play a major role in getting your ad noticed. Make sure it's high quality, relevant to your copy, and optimized to display well on Facebook too, and ideally, the images you use should inspire your customers, so do your market research to find out what they desire, then create or source images that tap into those emotions. If they crave success, your images need to suggest they can achieve it by clicking through and making a purchase. If it's romance they want, evoke this in your choice of visuals. Tools like Canva and Snap are superb if you have zero graphic design skills but still want to create ads that look pro. Fifth is to give people a reason to purchase. E-commerce on social is so competitive, you need to help people justify clicking through and pulling out their wallets. A special time-limited discount, or amazing intro offer package, creates urgency, and pulls more customers to your site than if you just said, "Buy my awesome stuff." Humans don't like to miss out on things, so make them think they might if they don't act right now by clicking through to buy, and you'll double your sales success. Remember, it's always about the sell. No matter what, if you're creating an ad on Facebook or Instagram, your goal should always be to sell. Why else would you bother spending money advertising? You need to make money from your investment, and to do this, everything in your copy should be angled to encourage people to buy. Cut out anything that doesn't help you do this, and do market research to discover what phrases and emotions work to persuade your audience. Make it easy for people to make that purchase too, by displaying your contact links clearly up front. 2. One of the most important things is to create copy tailored to your audience. Are you marketing cold to people you've had zero interaction with, or using retargeting to pull in people who've already interacted with your brand? You'll need to use slightly different approaches, depending on who your audience is, as the first category of people will need to know who you are and why they should buy from you, while the second should be reminded why they shouldn't miss the great deal you're offering. Next up, use power words to inspire emotion, ramp up energy, and create the correct mood. People respond well to emotion, but you need to use the right tone. Make sure you know your audience, then pick words and phrases that will connect with them. If they want to be slimmer, for example, use emotive leading questions that press your customers' buttons, like sick of dieting for weeks only to still see that spare tire. Next is to also include social proof. If you have thousands of great customer reviews on sites like Yelp, mention this as much as possible in your ad copy. If not, but you have authentic customer testimonials, or celebrity endorsement, include this in your copy instead. If you don't have either, pull up stats from a trusted authority that underscore why your product will benefit your audience. Has your active ingredient been proven to be effective at helping people lose weight or stop smoking? Does research show that people are more productive when they use meditation apps like yours? Don't be afraid to use fear as a motivator. It's a sneaky trick, but invoking fear can really help you make a sale, providing you tailor your copy, and the fear you invoke, to your audience. If your demographic is afraid of being single, for example, and you want to sell your dating success method, you could lead in by saying don't let your shyness stop you attracting the woman of your dreams the next time you go out. In your ad copy. Next important hacks is statistics. One killer stat can make your business. If your product or service has a proven edge, or you can use statistics to point out why people should buy from you, shout it from the rooftops. On Facebook and Instagram, stats will help you stand out. For example, if you were selling slow-release vitamin C supplements and you have a stat from an authority source that shows only slow-release vitamin C helps build immunity, it would be a great idea to highlight this in your ad copy. Never make false claims though, and only use trusted sources, otherwise you'll be harming your reputation and making it less likely that people will trust you. Next, monitor your competition to find out what works. Check out what ads your competition is running through the Facebook ads library or their business page, to see what they are doing that's working, and what's not such a great idea. This is an excellent way to see what your target demographic will respond to, and what turns them off, without having to incur the expense of testing ads yourself. Of course, you'll still need to experiment with your own ads, but by using your competitors to perform preliminary research, you can cut down on your amount of trial and error spend. Now let's talk about the basics for Instagram and Facebook ads. Remember, you always need some essential elements in all your e-commerce ad copy. These are, number 1. Your primary text. This is the first part of your ad that people will see, so the most crucial information needs to go here. If you're running a time-limited sale, here's where you want to state it, alongside a mini call to action and your contact link or phone number. On a mobile, this information will be truncated, so your audience will only see the first 3 lines. Make sure these are as punchy and potent as possible to maximize engagement with your ad. Number 2, your headline. This is what will be displayed towards the bottom of your ad, and even though you don't have to include one, you should. If you're going to use a header, make it as exciting, engaging, and relevant to your target audience as possible. On Facebook, you only have 40 characters, so remember to keep it brief and snappy. Number 3, an image or video. Always include this and make it as enticing and high quality as you can. You can use multiple images, single images, or video, depending on what your audience prefers and responds best to. Number 4, a call to action. On Facebook, this is the button that shows up at the bottom of your ad, and although you can't choose the text that's displayed here, you can select from a range of options. Have a look through and choose the most suitable one, i.e., book now, download, etc. 3. Number 5, a description. This displays below your headline in the news feed, when people are scrolling to see what's new on their timelines, so it won't show up every time people view your ad. It's not essential, but it's a good idea to include it anyway, as it's another chance to nudge people into taking the action you want them to perform. In your description copy, you need to literally tell people what you want them to do, and what they will get once they do it. Say something like click through to get 2 for the price of 1, subscribe for instant unlimited access, etc., to keep it short and sweet and to get maximum results. Okay, now let's put all this advice into practice and see how and why these techniques work so well on Facebook and Instagram. Here's what a sample successful e-commerce ad for Facebook might look like. Everything half price until 24th December, visit www.amazingbargains.com and snap up a great deal. Use coupon code SENDFREE to get free delivery. This was the ad. One thing to keep in mind, sale or discount info, phone number and website link, plus any special extra bonuses like free delivery, should all be visible on ad preview, before the click-through break. This is so anyone scrolling can see all the crucial stuff. Then comes the click-through to read option followed by your main ad image. Here's another example. Shop now and pick up the best electronics and gadgets at 50% off normal price. Our Super Christmas Sale will run until 11 p.m. Christmas Eve, and what's more, you can snag free delivery too. With over 500,000 satisfied customer reviews on bargains galore and free returns, there's no better place to snag that last-minute Christmas gift present. Hurry over to www.amazingbargains.com and snap up a festive sale bargain. That was the ad. Finally, you have the rest of the information you want to give out that customers will see when they click through to read more. Here you can include more info about your offer, introduce urgency, and include any social proof, such as customer reviews or testimonial quotes. You can also include your link again and mention the discount once more. Here's another sample successful e-commerce ad you could use on Facebook or Instagram. Do you dream of having a full head of hair again? Sick of that receding hairline? Our top follicle stimulator is BOGOF at www.growagain.com. Look 10 years younger and enjoy the hair you had in your youth with Grogain Max. With over 10,000 satisfied customers, and a formulation proven to stimulate hair follicles by top scientific institute, the Buzzcut Project, the solution to regaining your hair is only one click away. Purchase one bottle of Grogain Max and get another bottle completely free when you purchase within 72 hours. Visit www.growagain.com to grab two bottles of our premium follicle stimulator for the price of just one. Let's walk through why this ad works. Part 1 of the ad is, do you dream of having a full head of hair again? Sick of that receding hairline? Our top follicle stimulator is BOGOF at www.growagain.com. Here you've led in with a question that presses your customers' pain points, which is that they want their hair back. You've also included your link and the fact you're running a BOGOF deal. Part 2 is look 10 years younger and enjoy the hair you had in your youth with Grogain Max. With over 10,000 satisfied customers, and a formulation proven to stimulate hair follicles by top scientific institute, the Buzzcut Project, the solution to regaining your hair is just one click away. Here you've teased them by outlining the benefits. You have something that can help them quickly regain their hair. You've also added in social proof by pointing to your 10,000 satisfied customers, and you've mentioned that the ingredient in your product has been proven to work by a respected, scientific institute. Last part of the ad states purchase one bottle of Grogain Max and get another bottle completely free when you purchase within 72 hours. Visit www.growagain.com to grab two bottles of our premium follicle stimulator for the price of just one and get your hair back and fast. Finally, you've created urgency by mentioning your limited time 72-hour buy one, get one free offer. You've reminded them of the benefit again and included your link once more to make it a cinch to click through and purchase. 4. Bonus stuff. Number 1 is, short ad using social proof you can always use on social media to sell. You can use social proof on its own to create short, punchy ad copy that gets people clicking through. This is great when space is really limited, or you want to tempt people in to find out more. It's a specific formula that relies on two key elements to work, which are social proof that relates directly to your targeted audience demographic and a pain point your audience has that can be overcome in a specific short time by them purchasing something from you or signing up and subscribing. For example, if you want to sell a subscription to your members-only online gym instructor site to people who aren't really exercise fanatics but who want to get fit quickly, you might say something like, "Learn how 18,000 lazy people got shredded abs in just 20 days." Here you're using social proof that focuses on a target demographic, just like your audience, to underline a pain point and show how it can be overcome quickly. It's effective because it implies you have the answer to their problem, so it's great for encouraging click-through. Pair it with a punchy visual and you have a fast, winning formula that doesn't take up much space and works like a charm. Second is to use your Facebook and Instagram posts for max engagement. As well as upping your copy game when it comes to advertising, you should also pay attention to the quality of your Facebook and Insta posts. Regular, relevant posting targeted to appeal to your ideal audience is key to maxing your sales and subscribes. It's also vital if you want to grow your brand. There are some golden rules to remember if your aim is to create posts that achieve optimum engagement. The most important one is that all your posts should include images or a video. The next vital thing you need to do is make sure all your copy is proofread and designed to hold maximum appeal to your intended customer. Canva is an excellent free resource for professional-looking, ready-to-go graphics templates you can use immediately, after inputting your text content. The site has a huge range of templates on offer, from launch graphics, to sale banners, and event flyers, all of which can be easily edited without any design skills. Canva is extremely user-friendly, and can even be used on your smartphone, enabling you to design slick-looking promo fast, even when you're on the move. So you might ask, how to maximize engagement and grow your brand on Facebook and Instagram? Step 1 is to lead with a question. Everyone loves to be asked for their opinion, and by posing relevant questions that hold the interest of your followers, you'll be able to greatly increase your response rate. Ideally, you should encourage interaction by asking questions that relate to your brand, or to the service or products you are offering. If you can't do this, ask a question that relates to your industry sector, or that is about an issue that will be topical to your customers. Second is to make it fun. On social media, it's important to stand out, so keep your posts snappy and don't be afraid to have fun. People will scroll past if they see a massive wall of text, so make posts short and sweet, and break text blocks up with capitalization of important words. Just like in your ads, you should use emojis to add interest and grab attention at the start and end of your most crucial sentences. Be human and let your followers in. Remember, people buy people, so you and your team should become characters in your posts that your followers will be interested in and can relate to. Third is to get emotional. If you want to sell, you need to make a connection with your customers, and there's no better way to do that than invoking an emotional response. Tell a story they can relate to, or share a moving experience to pique their interest, and play on their hopes, desires, and fears. Use emotional words and phrases, don't just keep things clinical and factual. Stats are great, but to really drive your point home, you need to add the human touch. The emotion you invoke in your followers will inspire them to feel much closer to you, and you'll stand out above the competition. Fourth is to keep it consistent. Your post copy should be in sync with the copy on your website and on your blog, as well as the content in your ads. Therefore, aim to create an image in your target audience's minds with every post you create. Are you a quirky brand that embraces all things eco? You should be getting this across in your style of writing and your choice of words, as well as the things you post about. Fifth point, don't neglect your visuals, as it's vital your written content syncs with these two. Consistency is the fastest way to build a strong brand image, so by going the extra mile and making sure everything you put out is in the same style, you'll be empowering your business to grow. You can still push your products. Just because you're not using paid advertising, it doesn't mean you shouldn't use your social space to sell. In fact, every single post you create should be subtly promoting your brand or your products, just not always in an in-your-face way. You can be full on when you have a mega sale or new release, but don't post "buy my cool stuff" over and over, or your followers will switch off. Remember, you also need to build trust with your audience, and you can use social media to do this extremely effectively. Share your story, post blogs, intriguing teasers, and pre-launch info, and run fun competitions, quizzes, and polls. Don't be afraid to tell people why your products or services are better and different, and feature what key members of your team have been doing behind the scenes. That way, when you do want to openly sell, your audience will be much more receptive to what you have to offer. Another hack is to post when your people are around. This is key to achieving maximum reach, as even if your posts are flawless, if no one is seeing them, they'll fall flat. Find out the key times when most of your followers are online, and put your posts out then so that they'll catch them. On Facebook, you can use Insights to discover when your followers are around via the Insights tab under Posts. You can adjust the date range to see what times of the day your audience is most active, so you can arrange for your posts to go out at the best time. Next up is to engage with like minds. If you don't have a huge audience yet, don't wait for people to come to you, put yourself out there and socialize. The secret is to find pages that have a community of people with interests that are relevant to your brand. Be subtle, as this isn't the place to post a pushy pitch. Instead, offer value and spark intrigue by positioning yourself as an engaging voice of authority in your niche. Always make sure you include a link that will drive people to your Facebook, Insta page, or brand website, and share your blog content for extra trust points too. A very important point is to ask for feedback. On Facebook and Instagram, it's better to ask for feedback than offer up a survey, as people feel more directly involved. It encourages people to engage by sharing their opinion, and you'll receive valuable insight into what your potential customers want. You can use this information to tailor your products and the way you present them more successfully. You can also use feedback to improve other elements of your brand, website, marketing, and purchasing process by listening to your customers and discovering what they respond to best. Next up is to always include a call to action. In all your posts, whether you're openly selling or not, you should always be asking your audience to engage in some way. Whether you want them to subscribe, hit the like or share button, visit your blog to read more and subscribe, or click through to purchase, you should always have a call to action at the end of each of your posts. If you don't include this, you're just letting a prime opportunity to grow your brand go to waste. Remember, on social, people's time is limited, and while you've got them, you need to take advantage of the opportunity. Ask them to do something and make it as easy as possible for them to perform the action you want, and you'll drastically up your engagement, as well as your sales. Next is to get eyes on your best content. Do you have a top-performing blog post that's already garnered a lot of attention? This is the ideal type of content to be sharing on social, as it's already proved popular, so chances are it will spark interest. Consider making it a boosted post, and target people who already like your page, to get an optimal return on your investment. If you have Google Analytics on your blog, It's easy to see your best performing content under the Behavior tab and then the Dashboard menu. Select Site Content, then click All Pages to review your post metrics and see what posts have been most read. Another advice is, don't just talk about yourself. This might sound counterintuitive, but your audience has interests outside of your brand, and by leveraging them, you will grow your own following faster. Post relevant, related news that's linked to what you do, or your products, from high-quality sources, and you'll automatically up your trust level. 6. Next thing is to break up your text. On social media, you should do the opposite of what you were taught at school. Capitalizing words, employing exclamation marks and abbreviations, and using emojis won't put people off like it would if you were applying for a job. Instead, it will have the reverse effect and will catch their attention. Never bore people with a boring wall of text, as even if it's written perfectly by a pro, on social, people just won't bother to read it. Add interest to your posts by using the tricks mentioned here and break up that chunk of text into easily digestible bites. Don't overdo it, but make sure you always highlight the most important info with emojis, exclamation points, and capitalization. A very important hack is to use the psychology of persuasion in your posts. The golden rule when selling via social media is to attract attention, gain trust, and then persuade your followers to buy. All your posts should be created with this in mind, so use power words to punch up your copy and get noticed, include social proof and authority stats to win trust, and clearly outline why people need your products by underscoring the benefits and pressing their pain points. One thing that people often miss out is proofreading. So proofread and thoroughly check all your posts. If spelling and grammar isn't your strength, make use of tools like Grammarly and the inbuilt word editor and run through all your posts before they send them out. Even if you're already a whiz with words, it's a good idea to use software to double-check, as there are always errors the human eye will miss. Although formality isn't important on social, accuracy is, and if you continually publish error-ridden posts, your followers will think you are unprofessional and won't take you seriously. Use trending and popular hashtags, but only on Instagram. Research carried out by BuzzSumo discovered that posts on Facebook that used hashtags got less engagement than posts without. On Instagram, though, you should make use of hashtags by tapping into trending relevant topics and including them in all your posts. On Instagram, you can also jump on tags for national and international celebration days too. Regardless of hashtags, on both platforms you should consider creating themed visuals and running topical campaigns to promote your brand on days of interest. Tweak high-performing Facebook posts and repost. If you've created a great post that got a lot of engagement, why not recycle it by giving it an update, so you can use it again? Review your Facebook posts from over the past year to see which ones attracted the most interest, then pick out the best performing ones and add a new twist for usable content you already know works. Here are some sample posts that leads with a question and asks for feedback. Number 1, have diet supplements worked for you? If you've had an experience using diet supplements, good or bad, we want to hear from you. Drop your story below in the comments and win 1 year of our amazing weight loss formula. So that was copy. The first 3 sentences your followers will see if they are browsing on a mobile and posts are truncated. All the most necessary info should be here, including the offer itself plus a mini call to action. Here's another example. Our top-selling fat-burning supplement has been designed to get results in just 2 weeks and includes active ingredients proven to melt fat and stave off hunger. You can add a bit of promo in between this ad to inform customers about your product and why it's amazing. Moving on. Tell us below what's worked for you and what hasn't, and we'll give a free month's supply to the best response. Now is the time for asking for feedback plus offer of incentive. Don't forget to check out our blog at www.luzifoss.com and remember to subscribe to get regular handy weight loss tips, articles, and advice that works. Provide your link so you can also push people to your blog. Here's an example of sample post that uses the psychology of persuasion to subtly promote. Join our free gym challenge by 29th December 2020 and get shredded ABS in 90 days. Sign up at www.jimbunniusforever.com and access celebrity diet plans and expert video sessions. It is important to get all the crucial info up front, introduce urgency and catch their attention with capitalization and emojis. A lead-in like this will help you entice people with the promise of something they want, for free and is all many people might see if they are scrolling on a mobile. Have you put on those Christmas pounds and feeling like a shapeless blob, but want to look sleek and shredded going into 2021? Now after the click-through, remind them of the dissatisfaction they currently feel but reel them in by hinting how you can help them do something to fix it. 7. Moving on to the ad, now is the perfect time to commit to our gym challenge, and if you sign up before 29th of December, 2020, it's completely free. Always aim to introduce urgency and remind them they can get the answer to their problem free, if they sign up now. Get tailored diet plans from celebrity nutritionist Starry Flash, and high-def video instruction from top trainers. See why we're rated as the number one virtual fitness website on AmazinglyAwesomeFitnessExperts.com. Include social proof, authority mention, plus underlining the benefits of what they'll be getting when they sign up. Why just let life pass you by when you can get the body you deserve? Make this the year you get in shape and feel amazing when you socialize, look sexy in your clothes, and have confidence to approach the people you're attracted to. Capitalize their desires to remind them of things they want that you're promising they can get if they sign up. Sign up before 29th of December, 2020 at www.gymbunniusforever.com and get your dream body for free. Here you can see they have used urgency again and ask them to perform an action by directing them to enrollment page. P.S. While you're there, check out our fitness store and get 50% off premium diet supplements until Jan 12. Combine with our plan and get that buff body even faster. This is the upsell, with a discount incentive and tie into the free offer. Now that you've seen the samples of some persuasive ads, it's time for you to be our hero. Did you find the information in the social media copywriting guide helpful? If so, we'd love it if you'd be our hero and leave us a positive review. We are working so hard every day to bring you the freshest Udemy exclusive content we can, and your support will really help us increase our ability to do this. Don't forget to let us know how you get on putting these techniques into when you come to create your Facebook and Instagram ads and posts. Until next time, stay prosperous, and keep watching for more great marketing lesson, pro techniques, and ideas to grow your brand.